best and the highest advice of Mahaprabhu comes to adjust, to help our adjustment in such position. You are going to be lost there in Krishna consciousness. You are a drop. A drop you thrown into the ocean. What will be your position? What will be your position? So, this advice you accept. It will save you somewhat. Save you somewhat. If you come this side. Ashlishabha padaratang pinostumam adarsanam madmahatam karutuba jatha tathava virhat lampatu matpranonathastu saivanapara. The greatest medicine for the devotees. You have come to measure the immeasurable. But always keep this in your mind. This is the principle which you always embrace when you are out to connect yourself with the infinite love or beauty or anything. Infinite is his character, you must remember. He is your own. He only one to you, but he has many like you. Your only one is he, but he has got many to deal with. Asrishava padaratang pinastu pyabhya. He may embrace you with much affection and adoration, or you must be prepared for the opposite, the alternative. Padaratang pinastu mam. You are sticking to his feet and his trampling down you under his feet so cruelly. Padaratan pinostumam. You have caught hold of his holy feet with much prospect, much aspiration, a whole heart. Still you would have may that you see that he is trampling down you. He does not care for all your attempts and affections. You are giving your best, but that is not dishonored, and that is dishonored hatefully, your offerings. Asvishava. He may embrace you sometimes, and at the same time he will prepare that he may, his dealings may be so much cruel to you. He trampled down under his feet all your offerings, yourself. Asrisha ba padaratangpina. His adoration and his negligence, hateful negligence, both. You must be prepared. Astrishava padaratang pinostumang adarsanam madmahatang karutuba. You should be prepared for more adverse circumstances. What is that? His indifference, may not care. When he is punishing, giving punishment, he is near to you. But when he is indifferent to you, it is more intolerable. He is ignoring me. He is neglecting me so much. they won't like to keep any connection. He does not know me. I am a foreigner, unknown man, indifferent. That is more intolerable for the devotee. Rather, punishment they may accept as boon, but this indifference is more heart-rending to them. Then, another step higher. What is that? Yatha tatha vadivam vidhatu lampato. He is embracing and adoring another just on your front, on your face, without caring a little for you. You think that this is my claim, my right, and that is being given to another just on your face. That will be more increasing trouble to you. This is the law of affection, law of love. It cannot tolerate. It is too much to tolerate. But you must be prepared for that. Prepared from the beginning that this is Krishna Priya, means this. Padman. Yatha tatha va vidhatu lampatu. He is autocrat. He is love. He is the love, the Priya is such. It is mercy, it is not justice. No law is there. And you have selected this to be the highest fortune for you, and you must be prepared for that. Yeah? The Prem is such. Prem, there is no justice in Prem. Yeah? It is free, it may go anywhere and everywhere. Anywhere and because in very nature is this. So you can't claim, no right you will have. The highest thing is of such nature. The rare in this way, very, very rare. And the nature of reality is such. Yatha tatha mat prananathastu saiva mat. But from your side, unhesitating adherence to that principle, it is required. It is real love, and you must be prepared for that. All eventuality, all adverse circumstances, this is the real type of Krishna Prema. Die to live. If you can accommodate all these different stages, good or bad, then you come this side. This side, it is of such nature. Mercy is above law. Justice within the law. Mercy above law. Prem also above law. But he has got his own law. Own law. So, the another parallel slok of this, given by Rupa Goswami. Vidachayamai dandam dinabandhu dayamba gotiriho no bhavatta kati danya mamasti nipatatu satakoti nidbharangba navambha tadapikila payodas tuyati chatakena. There is a kind of small bird named chatak. What is its English name? I don't know. Chatak. A small kind of bird. Their nature is that they only drink the water the rainwater. And they never eat any water from the earth, either river or fountain or lake or anything. Their very nature, with their face, with their mouth upward, they are hankering for rainwater. That is, Rupa Goswami is taking this example. The devotee's nature should be like that. Always after to get in the expectation of the waiting, in expectation of the rainwater, that Krishna love and no other love. So, virachaya mai dandam dina bandhu dayamba. Bodhiryana bhavakta kajinandhan. And the devotee is praying to the Lord. You are friend of the fallen. So, I have got some hope. Virachaya mai. So, you may grant your grace, gracious hand, extend. Dinabandhu, virachaya mai, or you may punish me, severe punishment you may impart to me. Dinabandhu dayamba, gotiriho no bhavatta kachinanyamavat. I have no other alternative but to be wholly surrendered in your feet. Ajiganya. How? Vyajaya mai dandam dhina bandhu dayamba gotiriha no bhavatta kati danyamas Vyajaya nipatatu sato koti nirbharam va nabambha. That bad chātaka, he is always with his eyes fixed up, praying for rainwater. But rainwater may come profusely, not only to fill up his small belly, but the whole body is big. Sufficient, the rainwater may come, or the thunder may come without. A bolt from the blue may come and finish his mahal body to non-existent squatter. But still, the nature of that bird only to pray exclusively for the rain water, and you won't take any water from any place under any circumstances. So our attitude should be towards Krishna, independent of his extension of gracious hand towards us. It is our duty in this connection. One slok is coming to my memory. When in Kurukshetra, Krishna met Radharani after long separation, perhaps 100 years separation, outward separation, then they came. Krishna coming in connection with Radharani, coming near to the gopis, especially in front of Radharani, he found himself that he has committed the great crime, done a misdeed, misbehavior. Find himself coming to the gopis and remembering their quality of love and surrender, he found himself the most criminal. And so much so that he was bending his body and going to catch the feet of Radharani. King Padanti Lutoshi Vimana. One poet has represented this scene in this way. And that poetry, that poem, has been collected by Rupa Goswami in his Padyavali. Krishna coming in touch with the atmosphere of Vrindavan. Now he is a king, a paramount king almost in the whole of India, but when he come in connection with the gopis, he found himself a criminal. And bending his body, he's just going to touch the feet. And rather than coming back, he remarks, King Padante Dutasi Vimana, Swamino hi Satantra. What is this that you are coming to my feet? Eh? It's wonderful. Dutasi Vimana, and you are unmindful, I see. You have lost your balance of your mind and you are coming to do this thing. Swami, you are master of the situation. No explanation can be called from you. You are Swami, you are husband, you are my master. And I am your maid servant. And this is the arrangement of the Vedic scripture. Swamino hi satantra. Kunchit kalum kutitata avirata stattva kasti parado. For some time you are engaged in some other quarter. What's the harm? What is the fault in you? For that. Does not matter. It is this right is given to you by the scripture, by the society. Kotitavirata-stattva-kastepurāda. No crime, no sin. Already you are given that liberty by the scriptures and the society, so you are not committed any wrong thing wrong. Āgaskārinnahamihamaya jīvitaṁ-tad-vyogi. I am really the criminal, the culprit. The meanness is with me, the defect is with me wholly. Why? How? For the separation you are not responsible. Why you consider yourself that you are faulty? You have committed wrong. Jivitam tadviyoge, the positive proof that I sustain my life. I am still living. I did not die for your separation, from the pangs of your separation. I am showing my face to the world that I am not faithful to you. The standard of faith which I should have maintained for your love, I could not. So I am a criminal, and you are not. So, jivitamatadviyoge bhattipranastiyati nanutamamayimanuneyo. It has been written in the scriptures by the saints they should be thankful, exclusively devoted to the husband. Then it has been ordained in the scriptures. Bhakti prana striya. Striya should be bhakti prana. The women should be devoted exclusively towards their husband, towards their Lord. So, in this meeting, I should fall to your feet and I shall beg your pardon, forgiveness. Beg for your forgiveness that I have really no love for you. I am maintaining this body and showing my faces to the society. I am not a proper partner of you, so you please forgive me. And you are doing the opposite. What is this? Don't do that. So this should be the ideal of our affection towards Krishna. We, the finite in his connection with the infinite, we should be of this attitude. This attitude, that little connection, attention may I have any time, but I will be all attentive towards him. And there is no other alternative. Mahaprabhu says, ekagra bhakti, exclusive devotion towards Krishna, autocrat. The absolute good, the absolute love is autocrat. And our posing must be of this type if you want being so small. If you want so great a thing, then this is not injustice. That our demand should be like this, our prospect, our adjustment, our understanding must be of this type. A small incident, when anyone goes to fight for the country in the battlefield, then no luxury, no room for any luxury or any other desires may be sanctioned there. I remember in this connection when Gandhi formed his non-violent army, one of their soldiers told, so-called soldiers, volunteers, that you please arrange for a cup of tea for us. No, no, the water of the river Sabarmati. That may be supplied to you, and no tea. If you are ready, if you are ready, come forth. So, if we want to connect ourselves with Vrindavan, Leela of Krishna, our attitude should be this. Tenadapi sunicheno, tadurapi sahishnuna, amanina manadeno, kirtaniya sadahuri. Now we shall come to understand the method recommended by Mahaprabhu. Sahishnu, not only about the external position in my present life, but the whole life our attitude. No complaint from my side. Any complaint from my side should be carefully eliminated, and full independence of the other side, the acceptance and non-acceptance, the risk of that must be taken on our head, and then make progress. Hatubhav rakshasi sargam, jittabhav hoksarima. Sometimes you will get them, sometimes. So it is a general way, but there are more hopeful prospects for us. In some way or other, if we can enter in the group, there is a group of such nature, so everyone is of such nature, and if we come together, they will console one another in their own party. so many groups in different rasa, in sakha rasa, madhura rasa, vatsalya rasa, so many of the similar section, similar nature. And they, bodhayanta parasparam, kathayanta stimang nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. Gaurādevī, aham sarvasya prabhavu, matta sarvam pravartati, iti matta bhajante maṁ buddha bhāva samannita. The scholars come to me thinking that I am all in all. Everything from me, I am all in all. With this consciousness they approach me. Bhāva samannita. And they take the path of sympathy and affection, love. Maṁ sarvasya prabhavu matta sarvam pravartati iti matta bhajante maṁ buddha bhāva samannita. Matchitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayanta astyamāṁ nityam tuṣyanti ca ramanti ca. Tuṣyanti ca ramanti ca. They mix together and they talk about me. Talk about me, interchange of their thoughts. That gives consolation to their heart, and they live as if this is their food. Talk about me. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. High kinds of pleasure, and they find when they talk about me amongst them, me clearly. Tesang satata yuktanang bhajatang priti purvakang dadami buddhi yogang tang jenamam upajantite. Tesang satata yuktanang. In this way they go on discussing about me. And feeling as if they are enjoying my presence there in their talk. And also I give some other line of thought to them. And when Esami Vanugam Patan, Omogana Jantama, Nasayam Matma Bhavas to Ganadi Vino Bhavas. Sometimes, in separation also, suddenly I appear before them when the feeling is very much acute, then I suddenly appear before them and quench their thirst. That also I do. And the Mahaprabhu, he has also, after giving all these things, then he has got another slave, another very fine and high type of solace to us. Kaviraj Goswami has also written that, given that. Krishna Pranir Adhuta Chariti, Bhitare Visajya. Bahire Vishajjala hai, Bhitare Anandamai, Krishna Preme Radhuta Chariti. Don't be afraid. Outwardly, you are expressing, you are feeling a horrible pain of separation. But internally, at the same time, simultaneously, you are feeling and unparalleled unparalleled type of rasa that is pleasing feeling, pleasure, peace or joy or ecstasy. You are feeling externally pangs of separation, but internally a satisfaction, it is there maintained. It has been told to us. And from the general example in the world also we can have some experience to keep up our faith in this subtle matter. That Shelley or someone's, our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest things. when we are reading any epic, there is separation between the hero, heroine, in under very cruel condition. They are so sweet to us, we can't, we are shedding tears and still we cannot leave the book. The pangs of Sita Devi, Ramchandra after banishing Sita Devi. When we read, go to read, the Ramchandra is banishing Sita Devi. When she is with child, uncared for in the forest. And fortunately, the forest was that of Valmiki's ashram near, and they took Sita Devi and they put in a cottage and began to serve honorably. So this very painful, but when we read that story, we can't, we can't keep us away from that. We go on reading, shedding tears and still reading. So there is some sweetness, sweetness within the pain. It is possible. So Krishna Viraha is such. Bahire Vishajjala hai, Bhitare Anandamai, Krishna Preme Adhuta Charite. The special characteristic in Krishna Prem is this, that externally we feel extreme pain, but internally heart is filled with some extraordinary ecstatic joy. That is. So this is the Mahaprabhu has given to us. As much as we can catch his instructions, the meaning of his instructions, we shall prepare us. This is our prayer in the way. Patheo. Patheo means prayer. Now wait, ki, what is this? The money necessary to go from one place to another. But passage money. This is our passage money to go to Vrindavan. And when we are connected, we are acquainted, we are introduced with so many like us, then our our joy knows no bounds. Of same nature, of same group, of same thinking and the same attitude, we get solace and consolation from them. So we need not be appeared. Back to God, back to home. That is our home. Mm. And in spite of all these things, we shall think firmly that that is our home, home comfort. And in other places, we are all considered to be foreigners. And you see how foreigners, the CIDs are always coming and taking accounts. Who is here? Who is there? Who is there? No information. This is. So we are not foreigners there. Here we are foreigners. Any man is treating with any way they like. But still that is the most hopeful and full of the highest prospect and our inner place of inner satisfaction. We shall aspire after that. We cannot keep us but aspiring for our home, What is the real joy, real ecstasy we are not acquainted with? That is the trouble. As much as we shall go ahead, we shall be conscious. The practical feeling we shall have about the nature of that joy, ecstasy, and beauty, charm, and more encouraged, more encouraged. Yadivari mamati takkrishna padara vindi namanava rasadhamni uddhatam urantu maasit tadabodhi vatanari sangame samajyamani bhavati mukha vikara sushtu nishti vandhi. Rupa Goswami says, there. As long as I did not come in touch with this Bajaras, worldly pleasure was of much importance to me. But as soon as I have come in connection with that Ras, then if any similar Ras comes in my memory from this mundane world, my face becomes disfigured and spite comes on my tongue. So, we shall think of that. Panya bilasita sunnam, karma jnana janavitam, anukulena, rasu vaisa, janglabdha chavaram lavam, manyate nadhikam tata, jasmin situ na dukhena, guruna pevichadrati. Not so far, even the lower position, what the yogis get, that also it is mentioned. Janglabdha chaparang labham mannati nadhikam tita. If we get a slight taste of that ecstasy, at once we come to this final understanding, there cannot be any pleasure, peace here that can be comparable with this type of rasa. Jasmin sthito na dukkhe na kulinapi. And alternately, if we are settled in that sort of atmosphere of that rasa, then no pain of any type can disturb us, cannot affect us in any way. It is of that peculiar rasa. And that rasa is progressing in this way. There is another side of Madhvakta Jatta Dhyanti Tatta Tishthani Narada. This is, we are advised about the dart and the high position. We must be prepared of such. The fact is not so clear in reality. He says, Maite Teshuja, I am always with my devotee. If such exclusive devotee is any in place, he is always, like shadow, he is always invisibly moving after him. This is his nature. Aham bhakta paradhino jhasatantra ibaddiya sadhvi krasta hidayo bhakte bhakta janapaja. Oh, Durvasa, you know me totally. That I am, though you know that I am independent, but I know I am not independent. I am dependent to my devotees. You may take it. Independently dependent to my devotees. This is my nature. So these are the sayings of the Lord. We must be prepared for anything unfavorable circumstances. But there are positive examples, who is everywhere. When I came to this path after finishing my college career, to discourage and to dissuade me from this path, one of my learned nephew, he told me, the Krishna, the Lord is of course there, but he is so far, so far. There are so many stars whose light could not come to this earth. And the speed of the light is such. Still, there are so many stars whose light could not reach this earth. So great magnitude, infinite. And if there is any God, has he got any time to think about us? Negligible. But I answered intuitively. But is there any place where he is not present? Where he was silenced. Any place where God is not present? Any place, any person, anything? Is everywhere. What can you say? You are silenced. So he's so far, tadure tadantike. He's the nearest to us. At the same time, you must think, he's the most affectionate. His care towards us is most acute and sincere. His sincerity and his care, his affection towards us has got no parallel. At the same time, this is also true. So we must not be discouraged. But still Mahaprabhu has given us the law, the warning that you are coming to search after Krishna. Krishna is not the sweet ball from the market, take and finish. It is not like that. The highest of the highest, you are going to attain that goal. Must be prepared for every thing. But at the same time, the devotees will come. No, yes, we are of the same order. We are all walk on in a street along. So don't be afraid. There are devotees up there. So we are told that the more than Krishna, his devotees, his servitors, our more sympathetic towards us and the result of our life and fortune is devotees. Bhakta-nanca-ji-bhakta-timi-bhakta-tamamata. And he says that who is servant of my servants, they are my real servants. In this way, so many things. So, sadhu-sangha, sangha, the association, is the highest valuable thing for us. to make our advance and progress in this towards infinite, our association. That is all important factor, our guide. We must stick to that, to this conclusion. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Kaya. So Sadhu Sangha has been given the good association, unukul, favorable association. That is our wealth. Our real wealth is there. What's the time?
10
o'clock. 10? Oh, 10:30 I have got engagement.
Hare Krishna.
Later. Dayam Gurudhar Srimad Bhakti.